Good morning, people of God. Welcome to the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kalmar. We read from Matthew chapter 20. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?' So the last will be first and the first last." In our gospel lesson today, Jesus uses a story about work to teach us about grace. A master of a vineyard goes out to hire laborers for his vineyard. The deal was a denarius for 1 day of work. That was the typical and fair wage for a day's work. A day's work was 12 hours. They did not go to work for 8 hours in an air-conditioned building with 2 15-minute breaks and a 30-minute lunch break. They worked hard and long for 12 hours through the heat of the day. After their 12 hours, the landowner would give them a denarius. That was the deal. Many people believe that religion is a deal that we make with the Almighty. I'll do this for you, God, if you do that for me. They think that if they live a morally good life, help their neighbor, support the church, they will be shown favor by God. When people think this way, they can become angry when others who have done far less in their minds receive God's grace and forgiveness, the same wage. Perhaps more common, though, is that many people become prideful of their donations to church, the time, money, and talents they've sacrificed. We can get angry with others, like the workers in the vineyard, because we have done so much while others have done so very little. However, when we get prideful and compare ourselves to others, we forget that God's kingdom is by grace, not by the time we have spent as a Christian. Perhaps unknowingly, we forget that our calling and invitation was a gift and act of God. If we imagine religion to be a deal we make with God, we will forever be resentful and disappointed. All that we do will be a burden, and Jesus will send us away empty-handed, because we are not saved by what we do. We need more than a deal. We need grace, and grace alone. And that, dear friends, is exactly what we have. For if we were saved by our devotion to God, or for our perfect love to our neighbor, we would be in constant doubt as to whether we have done enough or not. But God doesn't put doubt on salvation. You are saved by grace alone through faith in Jesus. What a relief, what a comfort. Jesus, our Savior, went to the cross to suffer and die, nailing our sins to the cross so that we could have a sure hope of heaven. The parable of the workers in the vineyard gives us a beautiful picture of God's grace. A simple acronym serves as a good explanation for what the word grace means. A grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. God gives you riches, heaven itself, and you didn't pay for or earn it. Jesus did on the cross. God's riches at Christ's expense. Jesus paid for what God freely gives you. The Apostle Paul writes, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." God's grace allows Christians to go about their work in the Lord's vineyard joyfully. You do not have to compete with others to try to earn God's favor. You already have it for Jesus' sake. You don't have to do good works. You get to and you want to because you know what God has done for you. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouksted on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kalmar. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kalmar. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.